the meaning of everything is what it is. That is its meaning. Its meaning is what it is. What's the meaning of a giraffe? The meaning of a giraffe is to be a giraffe. What did you think it meant? In this infinite field, which is beyond all dimensions and all description, of infinite power, potentiality manifests as actuality when conditions are appropriate. So what you're witnessing is potentiality continuously emerging as creation. Therefore, creation and evolution are one and the same thing, because evolution is creation. What did they think? Creation was going to be a pow, all done, goodbye, God says bye, I'll see you on Judgment Day. That's the way religion holds it, you know. Created the universe, threw the ball. Good luck, folks. If you make it, you'll see me, and if you don't make it, you won't. Not too responsible, right? All right, so the potentiality becomes an actuality, and all you're witnessing is the emergence. You're not even witnessing change. That's another delusion. There's no time, there's no change. Those are all mentalizations. If I ask a rabbit what time is it, he wouldn't know what I'm talking about. That's a mentalization that the ego projects onto experience. Huh? You don't even see change. That's another illusion. What you see is the emergence, continuous emergence of potentiality becoming an actuality. The hand has a potentiality to actualize in such a manner and try to accompany the speech. The hand is not changing, it's just emerging into positionalities. So you see the actualization of the potentiality. Everything is happening in and of its own as a consequence of that which it is. There's no doer causing it. The difficulty in a group like this, which is erudite, spiritually speaking, is to jump from the paradigm of cause and effect. Why? Because the dualistic concept of cause and effect, so long as you hold that as a reality, there will be a separate you. You understand? There'll be going to be a separate self. Separate from the self with a capital S. Separate from the oneness. There would have to be an explanation of a you who intended to make this thing happen. You see anything? I had nothing to do with it. Don't blame me for what the body does and the voice says. I mean, I have nothing to do with it. It emerges spontaneously as the consequence of the totality of the second. What is said as a consequence of an audience of this style, of this group, would be different than what would be said with a different audience, because the collective energy and the individual consciousness that makes it up would pull forth a different type of presentation description. So what is being said is a consequence of your being here. And the way it's being said is a consequence of the totality. There's no person who decides it, and no person decides it. So the witnessing then that all phenomena are occurring spontaneously of their own is the consequence of that which they are. And nothing is being caused by anything. Everything, on the other hand, is dominated by the infinite field of power. So within an infinite field of power, that which you are automatic determines your alignment within the field. A giant electromagnetic field, if you're a little filing, where you're going to be in that field depends on your charge, negative or positive. That's how karma works.